Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Eversmile White Foam is America's number one selling aligner cleaner for teeth aligners like Invisalign, Smile Direct Club, Candid, and more. After you pump the foam into your trays, you can put them back in your mouth and wear them all day. There's no soaking or rinsing required. Pick up a bottle at CVS Pharmacy or visit eversmilewhite.com/challenged and use the code CHALLENGED30 for 30% off your first order.
Candace
and Kayla, and we are directionally challenged.
Yeah, we thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we're in our 30s.
Don't we?
No, we don't.
Oh, man.
No,
we don't.
We were so close to the end of 2019 of figuring everything out. But we didn't. And that's okay.
It is okay. And today it is officially December.
Yeah. Welcome to the peak of holiday season.
Oh my God. We love the holidays.
How are you feeling, Kayla?
Excited.
As you're chewing on a cough drop right
now. I know.
Now.
I'm feeling a little under the weather. I wasn't going to tell them, but thank you, Candace. I'm feeling a little under the weather. That's all a part of the holidays. I feel like you're going so much that sometimes you get a little run down, but it's okay because I got the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. That's part of the Christmas spirit. Yeah. Is like hugging people. Saying happy holidays, coughing all over them.
Of course.
Antibacterial hand lotions.
But I'm really excited because today we are talking to a dear friend of ours, Marriott Patterson, and she is, one of Hallmark's lovely Christmas ladies. And she has a Hallmark movie that is already out and airing a ton. It is so cute. We watched it. I'm such in the Christmas spirit, especially after watching that.
I know. We've been like in the Christmas spirit lately. We also were a part of the Bubbly Sesh podcast.
Yes.
If you guys want to look for us on one of their episodes, we broke down an entire Hallmark movie called Right Before Christmas, W-R-I-T. YTE Before Christmas
with Tori DeVito and Chad Michael Murray, which Chad Michael Murray dressed as Santa, which was really fun too. I mean, I'm just very happy right now.
But I love it. We've been in the holiday spirit, watching all these movies. I've been starting to Christmas shop a little bit because I'm like ready for the Christmas tree to be up already. We've only got like a few weeks of the holidays.
It's shorter November, which means a shorter holiday season. So we are ready for it.
I know. Have you been shopping yet?
No, I haven't. But we have a gift guide this episode, and I am so excited because I know I'll be inspired after that. And we also have Hannah Skvarla from The Little Market on today, sharing all of their gift guides as well. It's going to be a good episode.
It's going to be a great episode. You guys are going to be totally prepped and ready for the weeks to come after listening to this episode. So without further ado, let's spread some holiday cheer and sit down with Merritt.
Dear Ashley Challenge.
And we are here with Merritt Patterson. Hi.
Hello.
And you brought your cute little dog.
I did.
Named Bear.
Hopefully she behaves.
She'll
and
be
you
great.
Brought your camera.
I did. Yeah, you saw
which
that.
Was it's behind very you, I think. Fitting for your movie, A Picture Perfect, or Picture A Perfect Christmas, where
I know,
you play
I
a photographer.
I did not even put two and two together. But
I
yes.
mean, I did. After watching it last night, like, I'm already like, whoa. Did you study photography once you got this project?
Or were you really meta? I know. She just goes all in.
Yes, yes. No, you know what's funny? I actually picked it up after the shoot.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe I was inspired. It's a film camera. I've always wanted to shoot film, learn how to do it. And yeah, shortly after filming the movie, I ended up buying the film camera.
And that's I will awesome. Say, mm-hmm. you're really good.
Thank you.
Because she...
I'm still learning. It's still like, it's very difficult aperture and there's all these like, it's math. You have to like weigh the numbers.
You're an actor that does math? What?
Attempts.
No, but you are really good because Merritt and I are friends outside of this and you had brought your camera to the park with Poppy and I and you're like, I'm going to shoot a few photos. And I was like, okay. And then you sent me the photos and they're fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Then I was like, can I post these on Instagram?
Which you haven't.
Not yet. Not yet, but I do need
I was like, well,
to
they
post.
Weren't that good.
No, they stop it. So we loved your movie.
Thank you.
It was
you.
Such a feel-good, awesome movie. I feel like this movie has everything in it. It's a quaint, snowy, small town, a cute little boy who we recognized from a lot of other projects. We want to talk about that. And then a cute dog, a cute guy, you. Like, what else?
I mean, a grandma.
Yeah,
feel-good grandma.
Why do you think everyone's so obsessed with these awesome holiday Hallmark movies?
I think exactly what you just said. I think they do a really good job of incorporating kind of all of these feel-good moments that are so applicable, especially during the holidays. And also the scenes, like it's always snowy and they're always, you know, decorating a Christmas tree and baking cookies and these like events that you do around the holidays. They're just really relatable and they're fun to watch.
That's so cute. I feel like the little boy almost was diabetic because he was eating something in every scene.
Yeah. Yeah, he really did. He really did. And he would be eating in between takes too. And I was like, you're gonna get sick. You're gonna get a stomach ache.
He was always like, had hot chocolate or cookies, but don't we all during the holidays anyways?
Or those were his acting choices and we got to respect that, guys.
Yes, committed. He was committed.
And maybe I'll adopt some of those acting choices as well. I had my 3.5-year-old was running around and she saw me watching it on my laptop. And immediately like took off her headphones because she had been playing on her iPad and she was like, I want to watch this with you. And I thought it was so interesting that like immediately she just saw like snow and like presents and was like, I need to be a part of this. Like, I want to watch this film. I know nothing about it and there's no cartoon people, but I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And it was really sweet. So already we were like sitting next to each other, cuddled on the couch, like jumping into this Christmas movie. And it totally got us in the mood for the holidays.
Yeah, I think that's another great thing about Hallmark is the demographic is so wide. Like people of all ages love to watch them because you can kind of relate to them on all these different levels.
Well, it's just so nice to know that you can watch something on your laptop and Florence can like snuggle up next to you and you're not worried about like, oh no, what's coming up next?
Yeah.
You know it's going to be fine for her to watch.
Yeah, usually it's the opposite.
Yeah.
But no, I'm kidding.
Well, and Tanner and I were watching it, you as well. I mean, obviously we love you. You're our friend and it was so fun to watch. But we really felt like, oh, the holidays are starting. It just instantly put us in the mood. So I see why they start their movies, you know, around November because it gets you right into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. So this year is actually the 10th anniversary of the countdown to Christmas and it starts on October 25th.
Oh, wow.
It starts before Halloween.
So how do you personally feel about this? Are you allowed to say whether you are pro like playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving or not?
Am I allowed
is
to
that
say
part of your contract?
I'm contractually not allowed. No, of course I can say. I will definitely wait till after Halloween at the very least. But usually, I mean, especially being here in LA, I'll wait till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because Canadian Thanksgiving was actually just last week. Mm-hmm. So that's way too early to consider. But yeah, after American Thanksgiving, I think December 1st, I'm kind of like beginning of December, game on.
And you're from Whistler, so you're mm-hmm. used to the cold weather, you know, the snow. How do you feel about being in LA during the holidays when it's, you know, 80 degrees outside or something like that?
Yeah, like specifically Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lucky. I go home for Christmas, mm-hmm. so I still get my fix. And I don't mind. I love the sunshine. I love being in LA. So I don't mind being here beginning of December and it being nice. I'm totally cool with that. If I was here over the actual holiday, I think it would be weird for me.
Yeah, because Candace has a thing about being in LA during the holiday as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in Florida, so I didn't grow up with any snow. And then once I met my husband, he was in Denver, and his whole family's in Denver. His daughters were in Denver at the time. And so that's where we started having Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it was my first time having like a snowy Christmas. And we did that 6 years in a row. And then we tried one LA Christmas. And we opened the presents and we're like, well, what do we do now? It's like, should we put on a bathing suit and get grab the suntan oil? Like it just was not our thing. It kind of like was a buzzkill.
Oh, so you adapted to the snow and now you're like.
I adapted to the snow. I can't do
it.
Because we had all these traditions that were built into the snow. My husband and I would always go on a walk mm-hmm. on Christmas Eve, just him and I, like in the snowy park across the street. We would always the night before, we had a pool in Denver and we'd like go jump in the pool because we like heat it up quick for Christmas Eve and like throw snow in the pool and jump in it. There were just things we'd go do. I know you can go see the Nutcracker here, but it's different when you're in the cold and you're drinking hot cocoa when you actually need it because it's cold outside. And so being in LA kind of like took all these traditions, especially as a blended family. I think you work hard to kind of find what your new traditions are. And we'd luckily done a really good job of that organically. And so it just immediately kind of like stripped those away. And so now we go back to Colorado every year.
I mean, I'm from LA, right? And Long Beach specifically. And I've genuinely opened gifts and put a swimsuit on and gone in a pool afterwards. I really
I
have.
I can imagine.
But it's not ideal. It's not fun. I love going home to my parents' house and they do their best. My mom is so cozy and just misses hospitality. Fire in the fireplace, everything. But it's still 75 degrees outside and nothing changes that. Now, my husband from Saskatchewan, Canada, the exact opposite. We have to wear face masks sometimes when we go outside. It's so cold. So I go from one extreme to the other and we alternate years. So I get like a hot Christmas and then I get a really, really cold Christmas.
Where you get frostbite if you try to like go outside.
Legitimately. Right? It's
that's extreme because that's, yeah, like that's almost to the point where you're not going outside. So
well,
it's
you
hard
almost
to
don't.
Enjoy those activities in the snow and like take advantage of the snow when it's so cold.
Yeah.
Merritt, where did you guys film this movie?
We actually filmed this in Vancouver.
Oh.
So, yeah, so close to where I grew up. I mean, I did live in Vancouver on and off for years, so it feels like home to me.
Was it cold at all?
No.
Usually, when do you guys film the holiday movies?
They film these all year round, and we shot this in the spring. So it wasn't super hot, but it was still warm. Like, I remember I watched back some of the scenes and I remember, like, do I really have to wear a jacket? And mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's December. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Now, does Bear have a stocking? Are you a stocking person?
I have a stocking at home that my grandmother knit.
For Bear?
Aww. No, for me. Oh. my grandmother knit my sister and I stockings when we were little, and she actually passed away. So they're even more special now. So those are great at home. They're really large and they're hand knit and they're different Disney characters. So I think mine is Snow White and there's like the seven dwarves around a Christmas tree on the stocking.
Oh, it's so intricate.
Yeah. And then my sister's, I don't remember. Obviously, I'm paying really close attention. my sister has one too that's very similar but different characters.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but here in LA, I don't usually set up anything.
Which is similar to your character as well in the movie.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Last year, my boyfriend was giving me was like,
you can say a lot of shit. It's fine. You can cuss on this podcast.
Can we? Okay. Yeah. He was giving me shit. So he was like, this is so unfestive. And we both go home for Christmas separately because both of us want to be with our families. And he's actually in Florida. So he does a warm Christmas, which just is crazy to me. But maybe this year we'll get more into it. We moved. So now we're in like a bigger place and maybe we'll get a tree and stockings and stuff. Bear does have one though.
I'm going to make you get a tree. You have to get a tree. It's all part of it.
I know, but here, like at home, we go out and chop the tree down and we like walk through the snow. We put on our snow suits and it's like a big family event and it's really fun. And it's like here you drive to Ralph's.
Well, or you can go to Home Depot. They have really good deals.
Exactly.
Or the Christmas tree goes from pumpkins to Christmas trees overnight.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, that like, it just kind of loses the
I have questions about this chopping the tree down. Because all I know about the chopping the tree is Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation
right.
movie.
Which I think is my all-time favorite Christmas movie.
Is it?
Do we agree? Oh, hands down. Quote the whole movie. Yes. It's my family's tradition to watch it on Thanksgiving Eve.
Okay.
Or the night of Thanksgiving. Would that
That's
be Thanksgiving
cute.
Eve?
Yeah, sure.
Or that, okay. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
But so is there like a specific lot of trees? You're just in the wilderness, like Bear Grylls style.
Yeah, totally. So in Whistler, I would assume like for most of BC, I'm not an expert on this, but you can cut down any trees that are under power lines. Right? So, because that makes sense.
That's a law.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I don't know if you can really actually go out and like cut down any tree you want.
That's what I was wondering.
But that's like the...
Ooh. But yeah, under power lines. So, I mean, in Whistler, there's lots of areas. I mean, there's like miles and miles and miles of land under power lines. So you just like drive to a nearby area and park the car and then like get into the snow.
Now, Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation.
Wow. Now, do you bring an axe? Do you bring like a giant saw? Is this like a back and forth sawing thing? Or is this just everyone?
Yeah. Saw. I mean.
Do you yell timber at any moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a saw. My dad's normally in charge. I feel like I've done it one year and we had a saw. He might bring a chainsaw, but I'm not going to try to operate one of those.
And then how do you like figure out the measurements? Like, or do you just go for a tree? You're like, this seems like sizable. Or are you like actually like, okay, this is a 6-footer. Here's your like average, like 5.5-footer over here.
Yeah. You know what? It's actually funny. So it's usually in the same spot. So, and my dad is really good at building things. He's a carpenter, basically. He doesn't do it as a job, but he's built our house. He built our cabin. Like, he's very hands-on. So he's very aware of measurements and like all of that just naturally. And he's the one that chops it down. So he will make it the right height generally. And then it has to dry out. So we like put it in the basement basically until it dries out. And sometimes he'll actually... I'm giving away a secret.
That's okay.
By the way, we're never going to chop a tree down. I'm just going to tell you. So I will not steal this secret
ever. Our listeners might.
So sometimes if you can't find like a really plump tree, he will drill holes into the trunk of the tree and then get branches and stick them into those holes so that the tree looks fuller.
Like some fillers.
Yeah. Wait, that makes so much
That's
sense.
That's a great idea.
I know.
That is such a good tip.
Yeah.
Kayla loves the tips and tricks.
I love the tips and tricks.
This is holiday tip and trick number one from Merritt.
Next time you're in Saskatchewan, you can try it out.
Yeah. No, seriously.
I know.
Or in California, probably.
How many Hallmark Christmas movies have you done?
I have done Christmas specifically. I have done 3, I think.
Yeah. I counted last night.
3? Okay. Yeah. And I've done one holiday one. So it's not technically Christmas, but it's still like around that time of year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any traditions that you've adopted from like, we're like, oh, this is actually a cute idea to bring into
my real life.
Or like, I've like learned a cookie recipe or.
A few of the Christmas ones I've shot have been like about kings and princes and have been in like fictional towns. And those are a little less relatable as far as like things they do, because usually they're in like a palace and it's like really grand and they're having balls. And
you mean you're not a real life princess?
No,
dang it.
I wish.
Too bad.
But yeah, this one, I mean, there was a lot of cookie making in this one. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a cook
or baker.
Yeah.
But you did take up the photography from it, which is cool. So I feel like it does influence you on
absolutely.
Some level, which
absolutely.
Is great.
And I did eat a lot of the cookies.
Oh, there you go.
That's
the most important part. I want to know, Candace, because you were talking about your blended family traditions. What are those? Because I feel like that would be a huge part of making Christmas, is making your new traditions.
The first year, I kind of like tested a bunch of things. The first year that Joe and I were together, I kind of watched to see what he was going to do. So I took a step back to see what their initial traditions were. And I knew that, like, we kind of ran out and got a bunch of like random Christmas ornaments at Home Depot because we wanted to fill the tree more. And we were in an apartment at the time. So I just kind of like saw what they did. And, mm-hmm. and stockings were the big thing. I've never had a stocking.
Never ever?
In my life. No, we had them. We didn't put anything in them. Or if you did, it wasn't like wrapped.
I did not
Carolyn
know that.
Akula, I need to have a word with you.
Well, until you're the adult in this situation. And then all of a sudden you got to wrap everything that goes in the stock. The stocking is my enemy. Like, I'm sorry. They're beautiful on a mantel place. I get it. But oh my gosh, every time I get to like the wrapping part of Christmas, wrapping the things that go into a stocking.
You don't have to wrap what goes in the stocking.
We do
the
in our house.
We do in our house too.
You guys, way too much work. No, just.
I love it. You get like 10 tiny presents.
Well, yes, but you just take them out of the stocking. The stocking itself is supposed to be the packaging.
Well, this
and
is part
also
of the,
you save paper.
This is part
I'm
of the tradition
that I
adopted from their traditions as a family was you have to wrap the things that go into a stocking.
Like the tiny lip glosses, everything?
Yeah, okay.
That's insane.
The tiny, tiny lip glosses.
No wonder you hate wrapping.
This is why I hate wrapping. So then the next year, we would have been hoping that we'd be moving into our house. We were still in the apartment. So I thought like a fun thing to do would be to do a Christmas morning scavenger hunt.
Oh, I love that.
Test that out. So they all like followed things around where they'd like find a letter and it'd be like from Santa saying, you know, go find like this drawer. And then you open the drawer and there's Santa hats. Go here. And then there's like hot cocoa mugs. And it just led you to like downstairs. And it led us all the way to our new house where we'd set up a second Christmas tree and all of our presents.
I have goosebumps.
I just got, me too.
I have full goosebumps.
That's amazing. Did they like it?
So they really liked that. Yeah, they did. So that was really fun.
That's so
And then
sweet.
By the time we were in our house, our traditions became... my grandma always sends a bunch of kringla, which is this Norwegian cookies. So we'd always do that, eat that. We always jumped in our pool when it was freezing outside to do like...
polar swim.
Yeah, polar swim. Mm-hmm. And then we are really into Polaroids. So instead of just decorating our tree with ornaments, we also decorate our tree with Polaroids that
we take
for the whole month of December.
We were on their tree last year and we felt very honored. And we made the Christmas tree.
That's well, so yeah, sweet. You guys were like cute. I think we had like your baby. Oh no, you'd.
We had just told you,
you
just we, told were, us, we were
so
having
we had,
a baby.
You guys holding your belly, and then you both wore these pajamas with little bears on the butt. So we had your baby bump and then your butts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our butts were on our tree.
Yeah.
Cute. I'm curious, Kay. Do you have any traditions this year you're really excited to start with Poppy?
Well, that's why I'm asking, because it is our first year with her. So I'm wondering, what do we want to start? We got this really cool handmade advent calendar, and it's all made out of wood.
Love
and it's stunning. And so each little, you know, every day she'll open it. Obviously she's gonna be four
she'll
months
open
old
it. He's like,
so she won't, we might not implement that this year, but I love the idea of that because it makes every day in December so exciting. Mm-hmm. And I have like the elf on the shelf idea, because I think that really helps a kid start to develop the idea that, oh, I want to be good so that I can be rewarded. And it does help them understand the difference between naughty and nice and all that good stuff. So probably that. And just, I love to bake and I'm a big baker. So
you
like
gotta teach
thousands
me.
Of recipes come over, because I just, I love it. I'm like a huge, in the kitchen is where my heart is during the holidays for sure.
So we started Elf on the Shelf
last year. I was
going
to ask you actually.
We did. And I thought it was cute. Like I even ordered extra like elf on the shelf props. Like, oh, he's got a rubber ducky because he's taking
they
a
have
bath.
Props?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole world. Just go on Pinterest and you're like, wow.
It's almost like a Barbie.
It's, I mean, the time that people have. so I just thought like, you know, we'll stick it on a shelf and then it just moves. You have to move it every night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
or the child thinks it's been bad. So it's a whole thing. But I was like prepared for that. And then my husband thinks he's going to get so creative. So I'm like, hey, Joe, will you like take over Elf on the Shelf tonight? And he was like, yeah. So I come downstairs and he has made a paper airplane, gotten like fishing string to hang it from the ceiling. So the elf is flying through the air.
That's incredible.
And it's very incredible.
But can she see it? She's so small.
So she has to find it. So then it's like flying in the air. And I'm like, that's what you're putting me up against? Like, I just moved it from like the counter to like the other counter. And you have them freaking flying everywhere. So so it's very cute. She thinks it's the coolest thing in the whole world. Like, Joe wins. And then
but she doesn't know that.
She doesn't know that, but I know that. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm busy the next night and I get home and wake up and I'm like, you didn't move the elf. And he's like, I didn't know that was the point. He's flying. It's cool. Like, he's just going to keep flying. And I was like, no, you don't get it. And he's like, we'll get it down eventually. You have to get the ladder out. And I was like, you need to get that ladder out right now. Right now.
Before she sees.
Because she sees it and she was just like.
I didn't realize that if it doesn't move, it means you were bad.
Yeah. Well, so
that's kind of intense because if you forget, like.
Yes. So if the elf goes back to Santa to report how everyone at the house has been that day. Yes. And then comes back and is in a new spot. But if you're not being good, he won't go back and talk to Santa and report the good news. So then the elf just stays in the same place. So it's really a lot of pressure, guys.
Yeah,
so
it is a lot of pressure.
That does sound like a lot of pressure.
Welcome to the new tradition of elf on
the idea of it sounds amazing. So I don't, and I think those are two traditions that I want to start, but mm-hmm. I think we'll see too, because I want to see it just, I think I'm more aware of it now too. So to our listeners, if you guys have any fun holiday traditions, let us know. I want to know. I want to start like implementing some of them.
And to our listeners, I hope you're not shocked by this next thing that I'm going to say. And if you are, then you're probably too young to listen to this. But we know that Santa, you know, it falls on our responsibility as adults.
Yes.
But do you remember as a kid learning for the first time that Santa was not real?
1,000%.
I don't remember.
Really?
I don't remember like the moment when I learned. No.
Oh my God. Okay, I do. My parents threw a Christmas party every year and we would Christmas carol around the neighborhood. See, we really tried hard here in LA to make it seem Christmassy. And Santa would come every year. Well, I guess my parents had the big Santa bag and parents would drop off gifts for their kids at the part that would be opened at the party. So I walked into the shower and found Santa's bag and it was devastating. I opened it and I saw gifts from everyone. And then I went to my mom and said, Mom, why is Santa's bag in our shower?
How old were you?
10 maybe. I remember being I was the oldest sibling living in the house and I kept the secret from my sister my sister's 13 months younger. And when she found out the next year, she was more upset about the fact that I knew for a full year than the fact that Santa wasn't real.
Yeah, I was pretty, I tried to play it off cool. I just came home one day and I was like, hey mom, like Santa's not real. And she's like, yeah. Oh, you know? And I was like, mm-hmm.
I wasn't asking. I knew that. I totally knew that. And you just confirmed it.
She's like, great. Do you want to help me put out presents this year for your little brother? And I was like, uh-huh. Cause I'm mature and I want to do that.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry.
Were you around the same age? Do you remember how old you were?
I think I was around like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember like helping my mom put the presents out. And for a second I was like, okay, this is fun and cool. And then I came downstairs in the morning and I was like, this is the biggest letdown ever. And that's when I decided it doesn't matter. Like even for our kids, I don't care what they know, how old they are until they have their own kids. Like, they are not allowed to help put presents out. They have to stay in their rooms because that's the best feeling is coming downstairs. Like if you celebrate Christmas, like coming downstairs and seeing all those presents under the tree.
Mm-hmm. My mom still will put from Santa on things.
Yes.
And and we always get presents from like our animals. So like from there and like, like it's really sweet. My parents still do that, which I always loved.
That is really, it's okay, funny, so I that's really, a good one to, for me to take note of.
Yeah. It's funny. I really don't remember though. My sister's 3 years younger than me, so I'm sure I knew for a number of years before she found out. I'm going to guess and say I probably found out at school and yeah. kind of like you was like, is he, is it not? And then my mom was probably like, yeah.
My dad has bought a Santa suit this year because my sister's little girl is 2 now and for Poppy and for all the kids that are going to come. And he is so excited that he's going to play Santa and he's like working on his Santa laugh and everything. I mean, he's like, you could not give him something more. All just he's all consumed by it. It's really cute.
That's amazing. I actually have a great little story. I wasn't there for it. Most of my extended family lives in Ontario. Both my parents are from there. So my grandparents and my cousins and everyone lives on the East Coast of Canada. And I guess one year when my cousins were quite young and they're older than me, so they're like in their 30s now, they're probably 6 and, you know, 8. And my papa dressed up as Santa Claus and had like a bag on his back and was in the backyard. And they were like, look, who's that? And like Santa was like running through the yard and the kids were so excited. But my cousin Tyler as a kid was like very much a boy and liked to like dig and be in the dirt and like trucks. And he used to dig all these holes in their backyard.
Oh, no.
So they're like watching my papa like sneak through the backyard and they're like, this is so magical. And then he just disappears.
Oh, oh no. Like didn't trip, just like actually fell in
I
a
think,
hole?
I mean, yeah, I think it went like at least up to his knee. Like he used to dig like really deep holes.
Wow.
And so, yeah, he completely fell.
Santa down.
Santa down. I don't think it ruined it for them, but pretty funny.
One thing I do like about living in LA during the holiday season is we had a holiday party last year and I thought it'd be fun to have like hire a Santa Claus to come to the party. There are a plethora of Santa Clauses here and the resumes on these guys.
Wow.
I mean, we ended up going with the same Santa that's on Ellen DeGeneres. That was part of his.
He was such a good Santa.
He was such a great Santa, but it is funny to like start going through like all the Santa resumes, like the things that like, you know, some like cookie scented perfume they'll spray into their beer. It's like a whole world of Santas. Yeah.
I actually thought that the Santa in this movie was great. He's only in like 2 scenes. It's very quick, or 1 scene. But he very much looked like Santa in real life.
And his voice was like so low.
He sounded like he smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day. He was like, hey, little kid. But it actually was great. I thought he was so good.
I was going to ask you, does Hallmark have like a designated Santa that they use for all their movies?
No. Different I'm ones. Sure they have a designated Santa for their events because they're always doing like holiday events and they do like a winter TCA and I'm sure there's a designated Santa for that. But no, I mean, they do so many films and they're all over the place. But I thought he was good.
What I love about Hallmark is literally they have 36 holiday movies coming out.
Is that how many?
Christmas. Yes. And then Christmas. It's holiday.
Oh, yeah. Christmas movies and then holiday movies.
Yeah, that's why they start in October.
Yeah.
Because it's one every week.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you really can just like settle in. And also, it's, you know, the world can be a stressful place. And so it is nice to be able to just kind of like last night, it had been a really long day yesterday. And I will say last night, just cuddling up with my 3.5-year-old and watching like this really like sweet Christmas story and like a couple falling in love and like the snow and the hot cocoa. It was like calming to the brain in a way that I really needed.
Well, this is what you need to do. You need to put this on when you wrap because you hate your wrapping.
Yeah.
This will calm you.
It was really sweet. Like, you know, it's this beautiful, happy ending. Like, not to, spoiler alert. my daughter and I were watching it and it ended and she went, aww. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, he didn't get a present. And I was like, what? No, he's happy, babe. Like, no, he wanted a family. He got a family. And that's what he wanted for Christmas. That's the present. And she was like, no, you wanted a present. And I was like, no, he wanted a family. And she's like, he definitely wanted a present. And I was like, you don't understand Hallmark movies.
If you just keep watching them every week,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, eventually.
So hopefully the more that we start watching them, she'll get like, oh yeah, that is the importance of of the holiday season. Family, well, joy.
I thought this one was so good. And I think you're right. It just makes everyone so happy. So Merritt, where can everyone watch this movie? Because now that we've talked about it, you know they're going to turn it on. Hopefully when they're wrapping.
Yeah, hopefully. So it premieres on Hallmark Channel November 9th at 9, 8 Central. And I'm sure they'll be replaying it all Christmas long.
Oh, yeah. So, I can't wait. Yeah. And your other Christmas movies, too, they'll probably replay. Do they do that?
Yeah, you know, they replay them often.
Awesome.
Yeah. And sometimes they'll put them all together for different actors. So my boyfriend's mom's a huge Hallmark fan and she watches it often. And she'll be like, Sunday is your marathon. And they're like, they play like all three of your Christmas movies. And
that's so amazing. Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm sure they'll be like lumped together at some point.
There you go.
But your newest movie is called Picture a Perfect Christmas. Yes. And for all of our listeners, where can they follow you on social media?
So mainly I use Instagram and it's Merritt_Patterson spelt P-A-T-T-R-S-N. I do have Twitter and I believe it's the same name.
Perfect.
My name.
Perfect.
Spelt the same way, but I don't use it as much.
We'll have the links in the bio too.
Okay. And then before you take off, what is a nice piece of advice you'd love to give everyone about getting through the holiday season or just something to remind themselves or to remember?
Yeah. You know what? I actually think the holiday season's really hard for a lot of people. It's like stressful and there's travel and there's a lot of like expectations. So I think just to kind of find moments for yourself to like reset, breathe, and kind of take in the moments and try to enjoy them as they come because it can be really overwhelming.
That's
and,
such great
And book
great
your
advice.
Travel ahead of time, which is really hard for me to do, but I'm going to try.
Smart. I love that. Well, thanks for coming
yeah,
to join
thanks
us.
For having
we
me.
Love having you. Well, that was really fun. I loved hearing all the behind the scenes cheer with Merritt. And now we're on to Hannah Scavarla with The Little Market right after the break.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the Chocolate Bliss and Caramel Sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of Hydrate Mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 3-10 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
Describe your style in one word. Simple, sophisticated, adventurous. However you dress, the stylist at Stitch Fix can help you find your new favorite piece. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, and accessories directly to you. First, you complete a style profile. Then an expert personal stylist will send you a hand-picked box of items based on your preferences. They have solutions for women, men, and kids all over the U.S. and now in the U.K. With no subscription required, you can pick between automatic shipments or only getting new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. Plus, the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep from the box. Moms know it's so hard to keep up with your growing kids and keep them dressed in all kinds of new, cute, fun outfits when they're growing like weeds. Stitch Fix helps that problem. You can even get a whole new outfit for your growing kid, just like you can get a new fun outfit for yourself. So get started today at stitchfix.com/challenged and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/challenged for an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. stitchfix.com/challenged. Family and friends love receiving gift cards for the holidays. And what better way to gift them what they really want than with Happy Cards? Happy Cards makes giving personal gift cards easy and stress-free. When you give Happy Cards, your lucky loved one can use them at any of the brands displayed on the card. For your mom, wife, sister, or best friend, check out Happy Her, which includes Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Sephora, and more. For picky teenagers, check out Happy Teen, which includes Barnes & Noble, Regal Cinemas, Dave & Buster's, and American Eagle. For those last-minute gifts, check out Happy Moments or Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays includes Ulta, Red Lobster, GameStop, Chili's, and P.F. Chang's. Happy Cards contains no fees, they never expire, and they're delivered straight to your door, making it the perfect gift that anyone will love. I love the convenience of Happy Cards. I love that you can send one in the mail to a loved one. And I really loved getting my Happy Her card. It was my favorite. I went to Sephora and got all the things that I needed. It's the best gift for the holidays. So all season long, enjoy free shipping on all Happy Cards ordered by visiting giftcards.com/happy. Or pick one up today at your local grocery store. Have a happy holiday season with Happy Cards. As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients. All minerals. For Bare Minerals to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to clean beauty products. Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. Get 20% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED. Bare Minerals, the power of good.
And we are here with Hannah Scavarla from The Little Market. We are so happy you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about the very beginning. What the idea sparked when you and Lauren were in school together, correct?
So Lauren and I met at FITM and then reconnected later and realized, you know, we both had so many shared passions, including traveling. And we really both wanted to find a way to help women. But we didn't know what that was going to look like. And so we ended up traveling together. And on those trips, we started finding these beautiful handmade things. We'd buy them for ourselves, buy them for friends. And we'd think, God, if only there was a way for us to actually bring these items on a regular basis to our friends and to a larger community, then these women could break the cycle of poverty, have a sustainable income, and really change the future. Because one of the things we've learned over and over again is across the world, when women have access to their own income, that's when they make changes for their family. That's when they decide to buy healthier food. So preventable diseases are less common. Children go to school. In many households, they have to choose between the son or the daughter. But when moms have the income, they send both. They make sure girls are educated. It's a part of a much bigger thing when women have access to income.
Where were you guys traveling? I mean, this seems much more evolved than than my like trips with my girlfriends. I'm like, guys, where are we getting the next cocktail? Let's keep on a schedule.
No, there's very much that too. So one of our first trips was to Bali. So cocktails were very much a part of that trip, but Bali's also famous for like incredible marketplaces and beautiful handmade goods. So it's usually a mix of the two things. We later went on a trip to El Salvador where we thought we were going to a surf yoga retreat. We got there and the yoga instructor was out of town.
Did he leave like a sign on the door?
No. They just said, oh, sorry, she's not here this week. And we were like, okay, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Do you guys surf?
No. No, we don't. I do now, but at the time neither of us did. So essentially we were there for, I think it was like a 5-day trip in El Salvador. And at the time I had already heard of a couple of nonprofit stores that existed, but they didn't have the design element that I knew Lauren had, and they didn't have the curation skills that she had. So I kind of started showing her stuff and I was like, I think we could do this, but better. And it might bring together all of the things we want to be able to do. You know, we both love design shopping, but this is just such a unique way to empower women. And rather than creating another charity where you're asking people for donations, people are already shopping. So if you can give them an opportunity to buy things they'd already want to buy, but these ones make a difference, then it's a win-win.
I mean, when I go onto the Little Market website, I'm always so in awe of how perfectly curated it is. I mean, it's just so beautiful. It makes shopping fun and it makes it easy.
Well, thank you.
Do you feel like consumers nowadays too want to know that they're participating in a cause bigger than themselves? Like even something like the Kind Bar, like people, a lot of people, like that's been, there's a lot of companies that are moving in that direction.
I think now more than ever, consumers understand how much power they have with their purchase. And one of the things we reference is I really believe that with every dollar you spend, you're casting a vote. You know, if there's a company that you don't believe in, if everyone decides to stop shopping with them, that company is no longer going to be successful, and vice versa. You know, if there's a cause everybody cares about, or if people decide to only shop in a way that gives back, or, you know, it was sustainably made, or, you know, they're putting the environment first, then that's really how the world's going to change.
What's been your favorite product, or was there a first product that you saw that really made you guys say, okay, this is going to get the ball rolling?
One of the first products we launched with, and it's still a top seller today, and we haven't changed it, is our glassware. It's really beautiful. Each piece is hand-blown from recycled glassware, so there's the eco-friendly component. And then each one's hand-etched, and they're hand-etched at an artisan co-op where they employ people with physical disabilities. So a lot of the items in our marketplace have multiple causes behind them, and that's one of them. But the glassware is something Lauren and I both have in our homes. We love it. It's really heavy, really durable, and really beautiful.
And, you know, normally you would think something like that would cost a lot. And the truth is, it really is well-priced for what you're doing.
Well, so that there's all these things that I've had in my head since the beginning we started. One of them, back to the design aesthetic, was from the beginning, Lauren said, we'll never compromise design. We're not going to put a product on there and encourage people to buy it just because of the story. We want them to be equally strong. We don't want these to be products people would want to have in their home. And the fact that there's a do-good piece, that's the cherry on top.
And you guys, I'm sure you want to sell something that you guys would also buy.
Yes.
At the end of the day as well.
No, there's a lot of different thresholds we use, but yeah, that's, you know, would we have this in our home? Would we gift it? And then I'm already forgetting my glassware question you asked. Oh, price point. So that's been an interesting thing for us, because fair wage means that oftentimes products cost more because we're making sure that the people who made them are getting paid what they deserve and that they're using sustainable practices and sustainable materials. So none of our margins are the same, but we make sure that the product, the way we price things, they feel fair within the marketplace and feel reasonable. We never wanted this to be something that only extremely wealthy people could shop at. We wanted to have accessible price points so that everyone could feel like there was something on the site for them.
I like for the holidays how you've done a really great job of splitting up of like under $25 or around that $100 mark so you can really shop efficiently because everyone's in like the craziness, especially how everything has shifted to online sales. And I know you guys have a shop here in Los Angeles, but what has been kind of the most interesting thing you've seen having a shop online and kind of how you've watched your consumers grow over the years? What have they really kind of leaned in more towards?
Well, since you mentioned holidays and gifts, gift boxes has been a great thing for us. The gift box itself is actually something we ended up developing because when we started doing gift boxes, we realized there wasn't a sustainable option. And so much of gifting gets thrown up, all of the, you know, packaging.
It's so true. You put ribbon and wrapping paper in boxes and then it just gets thrown out.
Yeah, we have those like giant, like the industrial size. We're like, happy holidays, kids. Now get out of the living room because we're going to bulldoze this place down and clean it up.
It's
yeah.
true though. How much waste, how wasteful that
I know.
Can
I
be.
Wish I had the statistic, but the number of tons that end up in a landfill every year is crazy because of, you know, because we love gift wrap. So we actually found an artisan group in India that takes recycled garment waste, repurposes it, and makes it into these paper boxes. So you'll see they're softer than normal and have a different texture, but it's because it's actually fabric. So it's instead of it going right into a landfill, it's now a gift box. We did really specific sizes, hoping that people could then reuse them for organizing in their home.
And now people that are listening now that want to order those gift boxes, how long does it take to arrive at your doorstep?
We ship. I mean, it leaves our warehouse same day, so it should be just like anything else, 2 to 3 days.
Fantastic.
So we developed the gift box as an individual product. So if you just want the wrapping, you can buy just the box, or if you just want it for storage. But then one of the things we've been expanding on is curated gift sets. So we try to have something for everybody. So if you know, oh, I need something for my teacher or my friend or my boss, we already have a million options to hopefully help do the work for you.
It sounds like you guys have set a really beautiful bar of like how you want this company to run. Every time where you're just like, even that box, like hearing about the paper being recycled into the box, like, do you feel like at a certain point you become problem solvers? Like, okay, we want to have this incredible gift and we want to work with this company, but we want to make sure, yeah, their wages are fair. And like, what is something that completely has come out of left field that you never thought you would have to really have a big meeting about while starting a business?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, everything. I didn't have any experience in this and it's so interesting, but there's really no roadmap for how to start a business. And we did start as a business but then we ended up changing to be a nonprofit. That was always the intention, but it's a lot more work to start a nonprofit than a business. So maybe even just that, I mean, that whole process it takes about a year. It's a big deal. Just doing all of the paperwork. And now as a nonprofit, we're held to higher standards than businesses are.
That's insane.
So that's been a really interesting journey.
Wow. So all the money, when someone purchases a gift from the little market, that money specifically goes to the artisan that created it, essentially?
So basically part of our commitment to fair trade is we pay for everything up front. So other companies might have a warehouse full of stuff, but it might be on consignment. And so the person who made it or the brand who made it might not get paid until that product sells. But for us, every single item on the site, in our store, in our warehouse has already been paid for. And oftentimes we even pay upfront or a 50% deposit or whatever the artisans need. It really is case by case for the products. So even just that alone separates us from normal businesses.
Yeah.
So as soon as you buy the product, then we order more. And we work with the artisans to set their wages. So we say, how much time did this spend? How much did you spend on childcare? How much did you spend on transportation? How much did it cost for the materials? So even, for example, something like our hand-knit stuffed animals, when we were first working with that artisan group, each woman was buying only as much yarn as they could afford. So kind of back into that was coming out of
their own pocket.
Yeah, their own pocket. So we said, no, let's do this differently because otherwise, like per stuffed animal, they're driving sometimes 3-5 hours to go buy yarn. You know, we said, let's give you money up front. You can buy the yarn at bulk. It'll be cheaper. It'll be our costs and no burden on you.
Who finds the companies that you guys work directly with?
So each one's different. We have an artisan application on our website. We get referrals through social media. When Lauren and I were traveling, which has slowed down just because babies will do that for you, we would find groups sometimes on the ground because word of mouth is so important. But we have a lot of friendships and relationships with other human rights nonprofits. And so we'll ask them for referrals. But then on top of that, we have this big artisan application to make sure everyone is exactly who they say they are. So are they paying what they're saying they're paying? Are they investing in women? Is there a give back component even internally within them? We really look for partners that are helping people in marginalized communities. So for example, formerly homeless women right here in downtown LA, to also Homeboy, that's also in downtown LA, that works with men and women who were formerly incarcerated or former gang members. We have a couple different artisans that work with women who were previously trafficked, women who've survived domestic violence. The list goes on. I think it's about 12 different groups that we really focus on. So as you can imagine, with those groups, sometimes the product's not ready to go at all. You know, sometimes it takes years to get the product right, or sometimes we'll learn about a social enterprise. For example, this group in Chicago called Bright Endeavors, they work with teen moms who have experienced all kinds of challenges, including domestic violence and homelessness. And they have this social enterprise where they also do skill training therapy, really help to change these women's lives. And they were about to stop making soaking salts, and they already make candles, but we've had a great candle group forever. So literally in our kitchen, we came up with recipes for soaking salts, ordering salts from different vendors, finding fragrances, finding herbs. I mean, it's a lot of work, and it's like a whole trial and error thing. We came up with all of the packaging, found the jar, found the lid, decided what the labels would look like. And now to this day, we actually order all of those materials from all the different vendors I just mentioned and ship them to Chicago so that that group doesn't have to keep track of that inventory. Wow. So that's how, that's an example of like how
hands-on the whole experience is.
So some of it's ready to go, but other times we're really developing a completely new product.
You mentioned the candles. I love the candles so much. How many different flavors you guys have, and the fact that you can get it personalized. For me, I know we're doing a gift guide thing. That is something that I am so excited to give this year because it's personalized and it's something you can, you know, also give back while giving, which is the key to the little market.
We love candles. That was one of our first products, but that one's changed a lot too. Everything from, again, like we picked each fragrance when Lauren and I first were starting the candles. We bought 300 bottles of fragrance. And the interesting thing about—
How many coffee beans were you sniffing in between? I can't even take a Sephora store. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
No, we were sick and we destroyed my parents' house for months. I mean, it was—
Sorry, mom and dad.
It was like, there was wax on the floor. It looked crazy in there. I was like, oh, it's all for a good cause. Don't worry about it. But candles, it's actually really interesting. So if you just smell the fragrance oil in the bottle, it smells different than when it's combined with the wax. There's like a hot throw and a cold throw. So you actually pour each one, and when it's hot and, you know, because the wax is hot, you can kind of get a sense of it, but then you actually need it to then dry. So you get the cold throw, which is what you smell in the store before you buy it. So there are, it's actually, I guess, three different smells, just the fragrance itself, what it's going to smell like lit, and what it smells like on the shelf.
I mean, did you ever think you'd know this much about candles?
No, but there's so many different things like that.
It sounds like you've also made a lot of really personal relationships with these artisans and these vendors that you've worked with. Is there one that sticks out in your mind?
That's a great question. Yeah, I mean, in general, it's really important to us that these really truly are partnerships, and, you know, that we want to be working with each of these groups as long as they want to be working with us and as long as we can help them. I think the thing that sticks with me the most is a trip we took to Guatemala where women were just making friendship bracelets. And a translator, because unfortunately my Spanish isn't where it should be, explained to us that through the sales of something as simple as a friendship bracelet, these women's lives had changed. Specifically, domestic violence in their homes had gone down. They started getting more respect within the community. In the past, they used to have to ask their husband if they could leave their house to go to town to buy new materials. Now, because they were contributing so much to the family household, they were able to do more without asking permission, which is a crazy concept. And again, like we talked about, the girls were going to school. So we met a bunch of girls who they were the first in their generation where their parents were able to send them to school after sixth grade. Wow. So those are the things that like are always in the backs of our heads. But even with the candles, each of the candles is hand poured by women who have been resettled here, all refugee women. And some of those women, since we've been working together, have now become U.S. citizens, and we always get a photo, and it's...
Well, since this is our our happy holiday episode, we wanted to go through kind of like a little fun gift guide. Okay. What are some of your favorite Little Market gifts for this holiday season?
I think back to what Kayla was saying. So one of the fun things we've developed are our candles, and you can do a completely custom label. So if you have like a cute name you call your significant other.
Directionally challenged.
There you go.
You want to put that on a candle?
Put that there. Or we have suggestions. So even like you can do a fill in the blank for a new baby or a housewarming, or you can do happy holidays, love Kayla, you know, you can really do whatever you want. So that's a great gift because I think everybody, especially around holidays, loves a candle. And when you get to personalize it, it seems that it's that much more thoughtful.
You also have really great holiday scents, that evergreen. I mean, everything is so wonderful. What other scents do you have that are holiday?
Well, so I really like sweet. So you'll know which ones are mine. So mine are like sugar, brown sugar, whipped cream, pie crust, pecan pie, like the list goes on and on, but all the sweet things. And then Lauren's more of like the evergreen. So she's more pine tree, holiday spice. To think about what other ones. At one point we had one called Earth that was actually like a dirt fragrance, and she loved that. But
I feel like something I would love for everybody.
You balance it out. I like it.
And then also with the gift wrap, we started doing our own reusable tote bags that are made out of jute, which is a sustainable material. But so we added onto those a bunch of happy holidays. I think we have like ho, 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 fa, la, 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 la. And if you want to, you can stock up on those. So you always have kind of a gift bag on hand, just can throw in some tissue paper or not.
That's a good idea. What are your favorite things to give during the holiday season?
I like cookbooks. So we have three cookbooks, and they each, of course, have a give back component. So we have the Share Cookbook, which proceeds go to Women for Women International, a great nonprofit. The Immigrant Cookbook, which I think proceeds go to the ACLU. And then the Soup for Syria Cookbook, but I might now be mixing up where the proceeds go. But they're all really great cookbooks, and we've done gift boxes with those too. So if you know someone who likes to host or likes to cook, it's kind of just an easy gift. You can pick a cookbook, pick like some serving utensils, and it's pretty much guaranteed to be a success.
I like the heart-shaped wooden serving utensils. They're really cute.
Those have been one of our tops. So we've had those since the beginning, and those always, we can never get enough of them. So now we've added on smaller heart spoons, heart plates, heart bowls.
I have a really cute hamper for Poppy's nursery that you guys have that is just the cutest. And I brought it home and my husband went, oh my gosh, where did you get that? And I was like, the Little Market.
Makes me so happy. I know. I think home decor though, too, depending on who the gift is for, a lot of people don't have a hamper they love, but it's something you look at every day. So even that kind of stuff, we try to make a beautiful option for.
What do you guys see coming up for this next chapter?
Gosh, well, in 2 weeks or in any day now, we're opening up a pop-up shop in Fashion Island in Newport Beach. So that'll be really fun. It's much, much bigger than the store we're in now. Right now in the Palisades, we're only 600 square feet, and this one is 1500. So it's about three times bigger.
Fashion Island is where I would get my prom dress every year and my winter formal dress. So I'm very familiar with that mall.
That makes me so
happy. Fantastic.
When we walk, I grew up in Irvine. So when we did the Fashion Island tour, I was like, it was all of these different memories. But I mean, Betsy Johnson down there was everything.
Everything.
That's all I wanted.
So that's a big deal to open up another pop-up shop. Are you there for just the holiday season?
It is. It's 6 weeks confirmed, and then after that, we can decide if we want to stay or not, which is really exciting.
So you guys, if you're in that area, go to the pop-up shop. Support Little Market.
Is there are there any other products that you guys are looking at, or any other big travel plans coming up, or new artisans that you're hoping to work with?
Always. We don't actually have any trips planned at the moment. We have like a long list of places we want to go, but we need to make sure our kids are the right age first, because for so many of them right now, the destinations are so far away that we're not ready to like head out for 2 weeks. Yeah.
So you guys, meaning you and Lauren, travel to the destination. You bring your families?
No. No, we've actually never traveled. I'm like, is that true? I don't think we've ever traveled together with our kids.
You and Lauren will go on these trips, and you always try to go to a local market.
Yeah, we try to get as much inspiration from the local markets as possible. We don't usually, sometimes we'll buy a couple things for ourselves, but it's interesting. Some of the feedback we sometimes get is, oh, well, I can go to this market and it's cheaper. But the interesting thing that most people don't know is that you're not usually buying it from the artisan, even if they say they are. Typically what happens is artisans are in rural villages, and then someone who sells at a market says, let me buy your stuff, and then goes and sells it. And that's who typically tourists are haggling with. But the artisans themselves, often because so few women have education in these communities, don't actually know what they should be charging. So they've never actually calculated, what did this cost to make me? Did I have to spend money on gas, childcare, materials? How many hours did this take? And that's not usually considered when setting prices. So just a random side note for you guys to know. So we like to see what's there, because sometimes you'll discover a new textile and you've never seen it before. And then we can try to find out who's making it, or go home and do the research and try to get connected to an artisan group who's making it. We really like to have as much as possible time with the artisans themselves. You know, there was actually one trip we went to where we ended up in Mexico in a really rural village. We already had the trip planned out, had this incredible artisan group, but we got there and they didn't speak Spanish. They spoke a local dialect. So we had to go through two translators, and we realized we needed to just develop the product on the spot, because trying to do that through email was going to be next to impossible. And no one from the group even had email. There was someone else who was helping them who did. So Lauren and I sat there with a bunch of fabrics and explained, okay, this pattern, this fabric, and we're able to design it right there on the spot.
Wow. And I love that on your website, you can read a bunch of these stories, and you can click on a country and read about the different artisans and vendors from that area. And you guys have just done an incredible job.
You really have. You can shop based on country, based on fabric, based on color, based on so many different things. It's so user-friendly. It really makes the holiday shopping experience enjoyable, a huge deal.
Yes.
No more parking lots, no more fighting in traffic, no more grabbing the last gift. It's just right there in front of you on your couch. And we are so excited that you guys are here to share your story. And where can our listeners find you?
Well, you can find us at The Little Market or thelittlemarket.com. We love everything you just said. I think for us, we really wanted to create a place where people could buy gifts that give back. Mm-hmm. And especially for the holidays, you can know that when you shop at The Little Market, every purchase really is making a difference.
And it's something that you're using in your home and you're bringing people together with, whether it's a beautiful candle that smells warm and delicious, or whether it's a beautiful glass that you're toasting and cheersing, or a really special heart spoon.
It really is just sharing joy on both ends of the gifting process, which is really incredible. So, Hannah, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We're so grateful.
Thank you for making our holiday shopping super easy this year.
So, Candace, you are a really good gift giver. I always know you take so much pride in it. So start us off. What is your gift guide this season?
Well, what's kind of embarrassing is half of my gift guide is just what I want to get myself.
But that's a good thing. That means you're a good gift giver.
Okay, I'll jump right into it. So one of my most favorite things, we've worn them, I know that you like it too, is the Lingua Franca sweaters.
Yes.
It's this incredible company. It's based out in New York. And these are hand-stitched, delicious, yummy cashmere sweaters. A percentage of all the purchases goes to charity. So you're also supporting a great cause. And all of her sweaters have really female empowerment, positive messages behind them. And you can also do a custom sweater. So I love that for really special family members, or if you want to have something a mommy and me, or send something to your grandma that's really fun.
That's so cute, especially a personalized gift. There's just nothing better than that.
I feel that's a nice theme. Especially we were talking about the personalized candles that you can get from Little Market. Mm-hmm. This is kind of in play with that as well.
Totally.
And also there's so many great companies that are not only giving back to great organizations, but that are also really making sure that all the materials that they're using are super sustainable. Rothy's is a new favorite. Mm-hmm. Kayla and I are both rocking our Rothy's today.
We're both wearing them today, and we did not plan this.
No, but I actually got to see how they make them. And what they do is they take recycled plastic, they cut it all up so it's little shards of thin plastic. And then that then is melted into all these little plastic beaded balls. And then that is strung into plastic threads. So that sounds insane to have shoes made out of recycled plastic, but they're so soft. You will not get a blister. You can throw them in the washing machine and they come in all these amazing colors.
And guys, we are not sponsored by them. We genuinely just really like the shoes and they're very comfortable.
Yeah, sponsor us, Rothy's. We love you. We're your number one fans.
Hey, Rothy's, shout out.
We also have a great friend, Caitlin Crosby with the Giving Keys. That is always another like wonderful organization. If you guys want to go back in our podcast history, you can actually listen to her story and how she started the Giving Keys. But it's this incredible company where they hire and rehabilitate anyone coming from homelessness. They work at the company and help make these incredible necklaces.
They help transition them out of homelessness, which is really cool. And they have necklaces now, but they also have earrings and they have bracelets and they have candles and they have all these different things. And that's such a good gift too, because the idea of the Giving Keys is you wear, you pick your key that says, you know, whatever you feel. So love or patience or whatever. And then you can pass it on to someone when you see that they need them. So
it's such a great company. And then some of the ones that are just for fun. I always love to throw in a Drybar gift card.
Ooh, that's like, good.
If you've got Drybar in your area, again, we are not sponsored by any of these companies. No. We just really love, I just really love to give these as gifts. Drybar gift certificates. If you have friends with kids, we are a big KiwiCo fan in this house.
What is that?
It's this subscription box service where you buy it for your friend who has kids and you get to put in their age. And every month this like incredible craft box comes in. And I've actually worked with them before. And then Florence, our three-year-old, was so obsessed with the crafts that came that now we're just like, we're in. Like we're now like, I'm all for the subscription service. It's wow. Great. And they even have little baby ones that are their interactive toys with babies.
Well, guess what I'm going to look into? Kiwi. I love it.
So that's a really fun way to like give something.
Going off of the Drybar thing too, that I just think anything that's sort of like self-care, massage, you know, facial, anything like that, especially for your friends that are running around like crazy, whether they have kids or not, but they're just, you know, doing the holidays to the nines. It's nice to take a minute to just sit back, relax, and rest. So those gifts are always a plus.
And if you're scared that your friend's not going to use their gift card, because that happens a lot too, then the best thing you can do is how about make it like a gift for each other, where you say, on this time, we're meeting up together. We're going to go to this spa. We'll each get separate massages and then we'll have like a tea afterwards.
I love that. And you know me too. I'm kind of like this idea of just giving the gift of experience too, of just being together. So that's a really good idea.
Do you and Tanner have a special thing that you do for each other? Like a little gift that's like a thematic gift that you guys have given to each other?
No, we don't. Do you guys?
We have like a tradition. So we were gifted a bottle of Pappy. Well, actually, that Joe's had this bottle for before we even were together, of Pappy Van Winkle. And it's this really special bourbon whiskey. It's like the, it's got a history. People wait out in lines for it. Like we've had the same bottle for longer than we've been together. And so every Christmas we drink a little sip of that. And that is something that we like gift to ourselves. So it's kind of become like, if you wanted to buy your significant other or like a friend, a really nice bottle where you're like, okay, we don't want to like drink this all because it's very expensive and it's good quality. You can pick like a fun date where literally every Christmas Eve we drink a little bit of it and toast to each other.
That is so fun. I love that.
Are there any things that you're excited are you going to do any like fun presents for Poppy, even though she's a baby and won't really understand them yet?
Well, I was like, I'm on this quest to find her the perfect stocking because Tanner and I have matching ones and I don't want to match her perfectly. I want it to be fun and cute. And I've been to every store and I can't seem to find it yet. So I'll let you know when I do. But it's been really fun just to like share the holidays with her. And I really want to do Elf on a Shelf, even though she can't find it yet.
You can do it for you and Tanner.
Maybe I will.
Just make them really, really hard. I love that you're on the quest to find the perfect stocking. And as your friend, I just want to let you know, I will not be participating in wrapping anything that will go in that baby stocking.
Why not? That could be your Christmas gift to me.
No, we've heard enough about my wrapping. But guys, we hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. We are like so in the holiday spirit. However, we totally recognize that the holidays are a freaking stressful time as well. And it's not all merry and it's not all joy and it's not all like happy snowflakes and Elf on the Shelf.
Whoa, now suddenly you're bitching about the holidays.
Yeah. Because there's also the other side of the holidays that are stressful and it's a lot to take on.
Agreed. That is why we have Jackie Schimmel on next week. And Jackie has her own podcast called The Bitch Bible. And she is on to bitch all about the holidays and everything we hate. Because let's be honest, there's a lot that we hate too.
So thanks for joining us and can't wait to hang out with you guys next week.
As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients, all minerals. For Bare Minerals to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to Clean Beauty products. Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. Get 20% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED. Bare Minerals, the power of good.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.